Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a quick audio just so that you can hear my heart in all of this. I'm about to answer these questions to Patrick, who's making some accusations from Alberta, or he's from Alberta. And over the years, we've tried and tried to have biblical united fellowship in harmony with these people, but it just was not meant to be. So I lay it out in the post below with facts and details, because the truth sets us free, John 8:32. And I just want you to hear my heart in all this. I mean, you know, cold hard typed words can be cold hard typed words, but I just want you to hear my heart. No bitterness, no anger, no strife, no gonna get you. We love, we forgive, we want the best for them. We moved on in peace. So I want to read you some verses, and then I'm gonna go on and answer the questions below that Patrick has asked me to answer. Timothy, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 3. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications and prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. That's what we hope to do. And we have that today. No confusion. We've moved on from all of that. James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I think that's what I've done here, without partiality, without hypocrisy, good fruits in truth and love and forgiveness and mercy. That's what we're trying to show here. Psalm 130:3-6. If thou, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But here is forgiveness with thee, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I love that. The Lord is our only hope, and we all need our iniquities removed by the gospel. And then finally, Proverbs 16:6-7. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways praise the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. So that's what we want. Even though we can't have unity and harmony with these confusing, stiff-necked, rebellious, long-distance people, we love them. We want to move on in forgiveness. We want to walk in peace. So, thanks for listening to this audio. On to answering the questions from Patrick up in Alberta. And we go on in peace and joy, serving Jesus Christ. May God be praised.